The Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, has appeared on television to give his response to Mr. Trump's announcement. Our correspondent, Matt Brown, is in Beirut.
Perhaps no surprise that he's defended the deal. He said that it's stronger than Donald Trump thinks that it is. He's also said he thinks that the US will be isolated if it pulls out of the deal, because remember, this deal isn't just between Iran and the US. It involves all the other permanent members of the Security Council. He says that Iran remains committed to it, but he says that Iran will defend its interests if those interests aren't respected. And he's also pledged to redouble Iran's efforts to build a conventional military force.
Now, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu lobbied against this deal back in 2015, and today he's offered his congratulations to the American president.
Yeah, he looked very happy. He was quicker out of the blocks with a statement than Hassan Rouhani, although not much quicker. Very interesting media world in the Middle East today, given that not so long ago these people, especially in Iran and elsewhere, were difficult to see on television.
Netanyahu appeared on Facebook, didn't he?
Yeah, Facebook, and very quick with a video message, looking very pleased, welcoming this decision by Donald Trump, as you've said. He was even in the UN General Assembly a month ago saying that they should fix it or nix it, and that's exactly what Donald Trump is pursuing now. Here's a little bit of what Benjamin Netanyahu had to say tonight.
I congratulate President Trump for his courageous decision today. He boldly confronted Iran's terrorist regime. If the Iran deal is left unchanged, one thing is absolutely certain. In a few years' time, the world's foremost terrorist regime will have an arsenal of nuclear weapons.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Mohammed El-Baradei, the former head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, he says there could be implications beyond Iran in all of this, that it could possibly send a signal to North Korea that the US won't necessarily respect international agreements. Is there a bigger picture?
Well, that supporters of the nuclear deal say, number one, that Iran was marching ahead to building a nuclear weapons capability and was very, very close to what they call a breakout moment, and that this deal reined it in. Now, the other thing that they say is what Mohammed El-Baradei is talking about, which is that when a nation enters into an agreement like this, a multilateral agreement, that it's not a good look to be saying to others who you may be trying to bring into the fold that, look, you can do these deals, and in Iran's case, you can give up a huge chunk of enriched uranium and then have that deal blow up in your face some years later.
Does this make the Middle East more unstable?
It's introduced uncertainty as of tonight because we don't know what the US Congress is going to do. What is America's position on the nuclear deal? We're not sure. There are also other issues. Donald Trump's also talked about the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which is a parallel military structure in Iran, which runs the Quds Force, which is responsible for overseas operations, including terrorist activity. He's sanctioned that whole IRGC structure. Previously, sanctions have been applied to individuals within the IRGC. Now it's the whole structure. That's critical for two reasons. One, they've got very deep roots in the economy of Iran. But two, the Quds Force runs militias in Iraq, elsewhere, supports the Hezbollah militia and political movement here in Lebanon, for example. So they have a real pivotal role in Iraq in particular. They can really cause problems for American interests in the broader region and in that battle against IS, and possibly even for American troops who are stationed in Iraq in advise and assist missions.
That's our correspondent, Matt Brown.